Who's blessed in Jesus? Can you give me a wave if you're blessed in Jesus? If you're not, I'm coming to pray for you. I have a joke here. A joke.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And it's to do with a computer. Some of us are a little older. But I'm going on for 76. And if I can understand this computer joke,
如果我能够了解这关于电脑的笑话,
then there's no excuse for you not to understand.
那你们应该也要了解。
Okay, are you ready?
你准备好了吗?
I want to talk about the oldest computer in the world.
所以我们要来谈谈一个全世界最老的电脑。
It can be traced back to Adam and Eve in the garden.
这大概是在亚当和夏娃被创造的时候在伊甸园里面用的电脑。
It was an apple.
它是一个苹果。
But yes, the problem.
但是问题是,
it had extremely limited memory.
它的记忆体非常的小。
Just one bite.
只能够咬一口。
And everything crashed.
那所有的东西就会宕机。
Okay. Some of you didn't get that.
No, it's Chinese. It's not funny.
It's not funny.
It's funny. It's not that funny.
No more jokes with you.
No, English is fine. In English, it's really funny. In Chinese, I'm not good in joke.
I want to share with you this morning the subject of honor.
今天我要和大家分享一个关于荣耀的话题。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
我们一起翻到罗马书第八章。
And we're going to read verse 28 to 30.
我们要读第八章28到30节。
Thank you for the chair. I'm going to be a chairman today. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28.
来看罗马书第八章28到30节。
I'll read it in English and then you can read it in okay. Chinese. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. For whom He foreknew, He also predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被招的人。因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人，又招他们来；所招来的人，又称他们为义；所称为义的人，又叫他们得荣耀。
May God bless His word to our hearts.
这是求神祝福他的话语。
So God is busy conforming His people to His image and likeness.
所以神很忙碌, 因为他要把他的人民变成, 创造成他的形象。
That's the ultimate purpose while you're still alive here right now.
这是为什么现在我们还活在这世上。
It's for you to be born again.
因为让我们可以重新的, 重新的再出生。
Of the Spirit of God.
透过神的圣灵。
And that makes you a candidate.
使我们成为一个候选人,
for God to work in your life,
让神可以在我们的生命中动,
for the Holy Spirit to start transforming you into the likeness and image of Jesus,
让圣灵可以在我们的生命中去改变我们, 使我们拥有神的形象。
So we are Christians under construction.
所以我们是在一个正在被建造的基督徒。
God's busy with us in our lives.
所以神在我们的生命中是非常忙碌的。
And one of the likenesses of Christ that He wants to place in us,
其中一个, 基督要想要放在我们身上的,
is honor.
是荣耀。
And if you want to give a definition to honor,
如果我们想要来解释荣耀的话,
it means to respect,
意思是说去尊敬,
appreciate,
要去感谢,
highly value,
要真的是去, 去, 那重视,
and esteem.
还有你自我的尊严。
So honor is an essential ingredient.
所以荣耀这个东西是一个很重要的一个原料。
In a Christ-like life，
在我们这个要成为像基督的生命当中。
I've never baked a cake，
我从来没有烤过蛋糕。
I don't know if that's good or bad。But Jenny tells me, and she's baked many cakes.
So Jenny 跟我说过，因为 Jenny 很会烤蛋糕。
You've got to have flour or eggs in a cake.
你要烤蛋糕，你一定要有面粉和蛋。
Otherwise, it's not going to be a cake you can eat.
所以你要不然你就没有办法烤出一个蛋糕。
It's going to be like a rock.
它就像是一个石头了。
Flat,
非常的扁。
No good,
不好吃。
So honor is an ingredient that God places in our lives.
所以荣耀就是一个非常重要的原料，神把这原料放在我们生命中。
And as a believer, we need to be exercising honor.
所以身为相信耶稣的人，我们必须要时常去应用荣耀。
Because to practice honor, you've got to do it with other people around.
因为当我们想要练习荣耀这个原料，我们必须要和别人一起练习。
So the Christian life is not just Jesus and me.
基督徒的生命不单单只是耶稣和我而已。
Or Jesus and you.
或者是耶稣和你。
It's a relationship we have.
是一个关系。
With other people.
是和别人的关系。
Interaction with other people.
是要和别人有交通交流。
You can't live on a desert island all on your own.
你没有办法一个人住在一个孤岛上。
It has to do with relationships.
你必须要有一段关系，一个朋友的关系。
And interaction with other people around us.
要和你周遭的人产生互动。
And that's not very easy.
这不是一件很简单的事。
Because not everybody is likable.
因为你不是每一个人你都很喜欢嘛。
Or is that only in South Africa? Is it? It's Sacramento, isn't it?
It's Sacramento.
It doesn't happen here. You've never met anybody that is a problem.
你们从来没有遇过任何人你不喜欢的人吗
？That can be difficult.
那就很困难去爱他。
God is saying.You're going to have to learn to honor these people.
但是神说，你还是要去荣耀这个人。
Respect them.
你要尊敬他。
In spite of.
不论。
Okay.
你不管怎么样，你都要尊敬他。
So the theologians say the following.
所以神学家说到
that relationships are the currency of the kingdom.
关系就是神国度里面的汇率。
You are trading in relationships.
你是透过关系来做交易。
And one of the essential things when you trade in relationships is honor.
所以其中一个我们可以来交易关系的方法就是透过荣耀。
Can someone say amen?
有些人说 amen.
Okay. In Matthew chapter 13.
在马太福音第十三章 13.
And verse 44.
第十三章啊、oh, ，shoot, I missed that one. Okay, third Matthew chapter, 马太福音十三章四十四节。
And Jesus is dealing with the parables of the kingdom.
耶稣正在讲，说到关于天国的预言。
And just in this one verse,
在这就单单在这一节里面
，is a wonderful truth.
就是一个很棒的一个。真理
that we want to share
是一个我们想要去分享的真理。
Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field, which a man found and hid, and from joy over it he goes and sells all that he has and buys the field.
马太福音十三章四十四节，天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的买这块地。
So we read here that Jesus said, "This man, because of the value of the treasure that he'd buried in the field."
在这段经文里面，我们看到，因为这块地里面所埋藏的宝藏
，because of the joy of that treasure.
因为当你看到这个宝藏的喜悦
，the value of that treasure.
这个宝藏的价值
，the respect that he had for the treasure.
所以你对这个宝藏的尊敬
，he bought the treasure.
他就买了这个宝藏。
By buying the field,
他用什么方式呢？他把这整块地都买下来。
Now here's the answer to what Jesus was saying.
这是耶稣所说的这个的答案。
Jesus was speaking about himself.
耶稣是在说他自己。
Because of the value of the treasure that he's placed in every single one of the people.
因为他在我们每一个人身上都埋藏了一个宝藏。
Every person that's been born on this planet.
每一个生在这个地上的人。
God has put a treasure in them.
神都在他们身上埋藏了宝藏。
And because Jesus sees the treasure in all of us,
因为耶稣在我们身上看到了这个宝藏。
He bought the whole field.
他就买了这整片田。
He bought the whole world.
他就买了这整个世界。
He bought everybody.
他买了所有的人。
With his own life on the cross.
用他在十字架上的生命把所有人都买了。
It says sells all that he has.
他这边说到去。变卖他所有的。
The ultimate thing that Jesus had was his own life.
耶稣最终所变卖的就是他的生命。
So everyone has a treasure buried inside of you.
所以每一个人在你们的生命里面都有一个宝藏。
The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 7,
在哥林多后书里面说到，
We have this treasure in earthly bodies.
在我们世上的身体里面都有一个宝藏。
Did you know that?
你们知道吗？
People might not have told you that.
也许有没有人会告诉你。
But God is telling you that.
但是神是这样说的。
That He's placed such a valuable treasure inside of you.
因为他把这么尊贵的宝藏放在你身上。
That He was willing to die in your place.
因此他愿意为了这件事情而死。
To buy the treasure that's in you.
就是要从把你们买下来。
For that treasure to be unlocked.
所以为了能够去打开这个宝藏，
We have to recognize that the treasure is there.
我们要先发现这个宝藏在那里。
So here's the question.
所以问题呢？
Are you a treasure hunter?
你是一个宝藏，你是一个寻宝人，
Or a field surveyor?
或是你是一个田地探险家。
Somebody who just looks at the field.
有些人他只是去看这个田地。
But cannot see the treasure in the field.
但是他看不见田地里面的宝藏。
A person who looks at another person.
一个当我们看着另外一个人。
And sees their face and their hair and their clothing.
看着他们的外表。
But cannot see beyond that.
可是看不见他里面的宝
藏。To the treasure that God's placed inside.
看不见神放在他心里的宝藏。
So,How do I get to that treasure inside of everybody?
所以我如何能够去看见每一个人心里面的宝藏呢？
I'm so glad you asked.
所以我们就会问，很高兴你问了这个问题，很高兴。
高兴。
Yes, happy.
高兴。
Happy.
Happy. Okay. To unlock that treasure in people.
我们要从人们的心中把这宝藏找出来。
I have to love.
我们要去爱。
Accept people.
Accept
people.
要去接受别人。
Honor people.
去荣耀别人。
To be able to enjoy the field that God has provided.
要去享to enjoy the field. 去享受神所买的这个田地。
And when I honor people.
当我荣耀别人的时候，
The treasure starts getting unlocked inside.
在他心里的宝藏就会显耀出来。
And I can enjoy the benefits of that treasure, the giftings.
我就可以同样的去享受这个宝藏。
The talents.
这个恩赐，这个天分。
The abilities that you have inside of you.
每一个人他所拥有的天分。
Amen.
Amen.
And if we don't do that,
如果我们不这样做呢？
We are the losers.
我们就失败了。
Not only does that person have the treasure buried,
不单单是那个人的宝藏永远埋藏了起来，
but we cannot enjoy what God has provided for us through that person.
同样的，我们没有办法去享受神从那个人所提供的喜悦。
Who knows what I'm saying?
大家了解我说什么吗？
Okay. Let's turn to Mark chapter 6.
让我们看马太福音，马可福音第六章。
The Gospel of Mark.
马可福音第六章。
Chapter 6. And we're going to be reading from verse 1 through to verse 6.
我们要看第六章一到六节。
And Jesus went out from there, and he came into his hometown, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And the many listeners were astonished, saying, "Where did this man get these things? And what is this wisdom given to him? And such miracles, mighty works, as these performed by his hands. Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. And Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his hometown and among his own relatives and in his own household." And Jesus could do no miracle there except that he laid his hands upon a few sick people and healed them. And he wondered at their unbelief.
马可福音第六章一到六节，耶稣离开那里，来到自己的家乡，门徒也跟从他。到了安息日，他在会堂里教训人，众人听见，就甚稀奇，说：这人从哪里有这些事呢？所赐给他的是什么智慧？他手所做的是何等的异能？这不是那木匠吗？不是玛利亚的儿子雅各、约西、犹大、西门的长兄吗？他妹妹们不是也在我们这里吗？他们就厌弃他。耶稣对他们说，大凡先知除了本地亲属本家之外，没有不被人尊敬的。耶稣就在那里不得行什么异能，不过按手在几个病人身上治好他们。他也诧异他们不信，就往周围村乡村教训人去了。
Jesus had been doing miracles all over.
耶稣那时候在很多地方都行了神迹。
Because he is the miracle worker.
因为他是一个行神迹的神。
But he comes to his hometown.
但当他回到他的老家的时候。
And he could do no great miracles there.
他却没有办法做什么神迹。
Had Jesus changed?
是耶稣改变了吗？
Of course not.
当然不是。
Something else had happened.
是某些事情发生了。
The local people,
当地的人
looked at him,
他们看着耶稣
and could not discern who he really was.
但是他们却没有办法分辨出他到底是
谁。The treasure that walked in a human body,
一个在人里面的宝藏。
So they said, "Isn't this the carpenter?"
他们说的是，这不是木匠吗
？The son of Mary,
是玛利亚的儿子。
His brothers and sisters are here with us.
他的弟兄和他的姐妹也在我们当中。
And they dishonored Jesus.
所以他们不尊不荣耀耶稣。
And they brought the Son of God down to a natural level.
他们就把神的儿子从神的地方降到世间。
They could not appreciate.
他们没有办法去感谢。
They did not highly esteem him.
他们没有办法享受那尊荣。
They did not honor him.
他们不去荣耀他。
So Jesus, who could still do miracles,
所以一个还能够行神迹的耶稣
could not do them in his hometown,
却在他的本地本乡没有办法行神迹
because the local people could not receive what he had to give,
因为当地的人没有办法去领受耶稣所给予的
the attitude of dishonor,
他因为这就是一个不去荣耀的结果
does not recognize the giftings and abilities in other people.
他们没有办法去辨认出其他人身体里面的宝藏。
Amen.
Amen.
I heard a testimony of a man in Texas.
在德州的时候，我听到一个人的见证。
And this Christian man was a policeman.
这个基督徒他是一个警察。
He was a patrol officer.
他是一个巡逻警察
，Highway Patrol Officer， you call him？
高速公路的那个高速公路的警察
，The ones who got the red and blue and white lights。
就你每次超速的时候，他灯就会亮的那个。
And he was out on patrol。
那一天，当他在高速公路上巡逻
，And he was speed trapping。
他在看有谁超速。
Now I know that doesn't apply to anybody here。
我知道这边的人都不会超速了。
You never break the speed limit。
你们绝对不会超速的。
And as he was trapping cars,
所以当他在看谁超速的时候
，the SUV came past, 咻，
一台休旅车就这样开过来。
And he caught this driver at exceeding the speed limit.
所以他就抓到这个休旅车超速了。
So、put on his siren and his lights, and he chased after the.
所以他就把警铃就响了警铃，然后开始追着休旅车。
Pull the car over to the side.
把休旅车停，让休旅车停到路边。
Came up to the driver's window.
他就从他驾驶座下来
，and it was a young lady， a young woman.
然后他发现开车的是一个年轻的女生。
And he said, "Lady, you've exceeded the speed limit."
他就说，你知道你超速了吗？
And the speeding fine is $100.
那超速的罚款是$100。
And she said, "Okay, well, I'm late for an appointment. I was in a hurry."
所以那这个女士就说，我迟到了。
Well, I'm afraid that's no excuse in the eyes of the law.
但她说，我知道对于法律来说，这不是一个借口。
So he started writing out the ticket.
所以这个警察就开始写。
And he was a Christian.
这一个基督徒警察就开始写罚单。
And the Spirit of the Lord said to him, "Pay for her ticket."
所以突然神的话语告诉他说要帮这个人付罚款。
And he said, "Get behind me, Satan."
他就说撒旦啊，离我而去吧。
You would as well.
我们也会这样做，不是吗
？But the Spirit of the Lord kept on impressing on him, "Pay for the fine."
啊，神的灵就一直的告诉他说。帮他付罚款。
See, this was more than a word of God.
你要知道，这不单单只是神的话。
This is a word from God.
这是一个话。
A personal word from God.
一个很专门神专门对他说的话。
And he remembered he did have $100 in his wallet.
你要记得是这时候他的皮包里面并没有$100。
So he took out the $100.
哦，他皮包里面有$100，所以他就把$100从皮包里面拿出来。
He took out the $100.
Yeah.
Oh, you covered that. Okay.
Yes.
And he gave her the ticket.
So he just 把这个罚单
with the $100
加上这$100.
And he said, "The Lord's told me I must pay for your fine."
他就跟这女的说，神跟我说我要付你的罚款。
Because Jesus loves you.
因为耶稣爱你。
And he thought, "Well, I've done what I had to do."
那他就想说 ，OK， 神叫我做的我做了。
And the woman drove off.
所以那女人就开走了。
And about a year and a half later.
A year and a half. 所以大概是一年半之后。
This is actually a true story. This man testified in church.
所以这其实是两个故事，就是我在德州听到那个人的见证。
And he was on the same section of highway.
他同样的在那条在同一个位置，高速公路同一个位置。
And this vehicle came past him.
一个车子又开过去。
And pulled over and asked him to stop as well.
所以他就把那台车叫他停下来。
So he got out and came to the window.
所以他一样走到那驾驶座的窗户那边。
And this woman said, "Do you remember me?"
那妇人说，你记得我吗
？So he said, "Look, I'm not sure. I deal with a lot of people."
他就说，哦，我每天看很多人。
And she said, "I was the woman a year and a half ago."
那这女人说，我就是一年半以前。
You caught me for speeding.
那个超速的那个女人。
And you gave me a ticket for $100 and paid the fine.
你开了一张$100的罚单，以及你给了我一百。
He said, "I'll never forget that."
这个警察说，哦，我永远不会忘记。
And she said, "I want to tell you that I was on my way to the abortion clinic."
他跟那个警察说，我那时候其实正准备要去堕胎。
And I was running late.
我已经迟到。
But when you stopped me,
但是当你把我拦下来
paid for the fine,
并且为帮我付了这一百
块。And you said Jesus loves me.
而你说耶稣爱我。
I canceled the abortion.
我就把这个堕胎的。
She said, "Look in the back seat."
我就没有堕胎了。
And there in a little baby chair.
在后座有一个婴
孩。Was a beautiful little girl.
一个很漂亮的女孩。
She said, "Thank you."
她说谢谢你。
For showing me the kindness of God.
谢谢你让我看见神的恩慈。
The Bible says the kindness of God leads to repentance.
圣经里面说到说神的恩慈带来了救赎。
And what this policeman had done,
这个警察所做的呢
he had honored her.
他荣耀了这个女性。
He didn't realize it at the time.
他那时候并不了解。
But God was honoring this young girl through this policeman.
但是神透过了这个警察去荣耀了这个女士。
And that was the result.
我们看到结果。
We never know what God will do.When we honor people,
我们永远不会知道，当我们荣耀别人之后，神会做什么。
Or show them kindness,
或者是当我们让他们看见恩慈之后，神会做什么。
Just be obedient,
但是我们要去顺服。
And God will do the rest,
神会做接下来的事。
Amen,
Amen.
Matthew chapter 10,
我们来看马太福音第十章
，verse 40 and 42。
40到42节
40 to 42
40到42节
Here we go. You just follow in whatever translation. Jesus is speaking, is he who honors you honors me. And he who honors me honors him who sent me. He who honors a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who honors a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever in the name of a disciple gives to one of these little ones the honor and even a cup of cold water to drink, truly I say to you, he shall not lose his reward.
马太福音第十章四十到四十二节，人接待你们就是接待我，接待我就是接待那差我来的。人因为先知的名接待先知，必得先知所得的赏赐。人因为义人的名接待义人，必得义人所得的赏赐。无论何人因为门徒的名，只把一杯凉水给这小子里的一个喝，我实在告诉你们，这人不能不得赏赐。
Yes, it's God's principle.
这里是神的原则。
You honor God.
你荣耀神。
His servants.
他的服侍神的人。
A righteous person.
一个义人。
Or even a little one.
或是一个小子。
Whatever the little one means.
不论这小子是谁。
God will honor you.
神就会荣耀你。
Whatever you sow, you're going to reap.
当你不论你种了什么，你就会收割什么。
If you sow honor,
如果你种的是荣耀
，respect,
种的是尊重
，high value,
种的是很高的价值
，that's going to come back to you.
那你所收的就是这些。
Amen.、Okay. One last example.
最后一个例子
，Zacchaeus. Who's heard of Zacchaeus in the Bible?
谁在听过撒该？撒该，圣经里面撒该。
Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, yes. Yeah. Zacchaeus. Who's heard of Zacchaeus? Oh, okay, that's better than Zacchaeus, okay? Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus. Okay. And he was a Jewish tax collector.
他是一个犹太人的税吏。
Who lived in Jericho.
他住在 Oh, shoot, I forgot where it is.
Jericho.
耶利哥。
耶利哥。
耶利哥，对。耶利哥。
Yeah.And he was hated by his people.
他被犹太人所憎恨。
He was despised.
犹太人非常的讨厌他。
Because he collected taxes for the Romans.
因为他为罗马人向犹太人收税。
But he didn't only collect tax for the Romans.
但他不单单只是为罗马人收税。
He took some extra for himself.
他会多收一点钱，然后藏起来。
So he was not a popular man.
所以在那时候，他不是很受欢迎的。
He's not the sort of man that you would honor.
他不是那种你想要去荣耀他的人。
Not the sort of man you'd respect.
不是那种你会尊敬他的人。
So he heard Jesus was coming by.
所以当耶稣来到耶利哥的时候。
So he said, I want to see Jesus.
那撒该就说，哦，我想要看耶稣。
But he was a short man.
可是撒该很矮。
So he climbed up into a tree.
他就爬到树上面去。
To see Jesus walking by.
为了要看耶稣从这里走过去。
And as Jesus walked by,
当耶稣走过去的时候
，Jesus looked up.
耶稣把头抬起来。
He said, "Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus,
yeah,
come down."
耶稣把头抬起来说，撒该下来吧。
I want to stay in your house.
今天我要住在你家。
And eat your food.
要在你家吃饭。
And Zacchaeus came out that tree so fast.
撒该就从树上非常快的。
那说不定 skinned his knees.
他就把 he what?
Skinned his knees.、
Oh, skinned his knees. Okay, 所以他跳下来，膝盖受伤。
Jesus even knew his name.
耶稣甚至知道他叫撒该。
And he wanted to go to my house.
他想要来我家。
And honor me.
想要来荣耀我。
And have food with me.
和我一起享用食物。
He knows who I am.
他知道我是谁啊。
I'm a crooked tax collector.
我是一个很贪婪的税吏。
And all the people standing by.
所有人都站在周围。
He's going to eat with a sinner.
他们就说，哈，耶稣竟然要跟一个罪人吃饭。
This is what Zacchaeus did.
但撒该做了什么？
He said, Lord.
他说，神啊。
You've honored me so.
你荣耀了我。
That I'm going to give half of my wealth to the poor.
我要把我一半的财产都分给穷人。
And if I've crooked anybody,
如果我曾经欺骗了谁
I'm going to give them back four times what I've crooked.
我要还给他们四倍。
Now that's a Jew speaking.
那是犹太人说的。
Okay. I had a Jewish boss.
我有一个犹太人的老板。
They rub the cents together.
They rub their cents.
The coins. They rub the coins together.
他们就是会这样数钱。
Until Washington's got no more hair.
他们这样一直数，一直数，数到那个钞票上面的 Washington 头发都被数掉。
And this is a Jew.
这是一个犹太人。
He's going to give half of his wealth to the poor.
他要把他一半的财产分给穷人。
And he's going to give four times back to everybody that he's cooked.
然后他不论他欺骗了谁，他要还他四倍。
And Jesus says to him,
耶稣就跟他说，
Salvation has come to this home.
他说救恩来到这家了。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus honored this man.
耶稣荣耀了这个人。
When nobody else would honor him.
是一个没有一个人愿意去荣耀他的。
Because Jesus saw the treasure in him.
因为耶稣看见了撒该里面的宝
藏。Jesus saw his heart.
耶稣看见他的心。
And he honored him.
所以他荣耀了他。
And Zacchaeus knew God's salvation.
撒该看见了神的救赎。
When someone who's been abused,
当一个人被虐待，
rejected,
被拒绝，
disrespected,
不被尊重，
mistreated,
被不好的对待，
unappreciated,
甚至是不被人家感激，
and dishonored,
不被人家尊重，
and they meet a person.
但在突然他遇见一个人
who puts value on them,
一个人把这个价值放在他身上
respects them,
一个尊敬他
appreciates them,
非常的感谢他
and honors them,
去荣耀这个人
it unlocks the treasure that's inside of that person,
那这个人心里的宝藏就被彰显出来
like Zacchaeus' treasure was unlocked,
就像撒该他心里的宝藏就被彰显出来
Amen,
Amen.
So the spirit of honor starts unlocking.
所以荣耀的灵就会去彰显人心里的宝藏。
The treasure inside of people.
每个人心里面那一个宝藏。
Who's heard of that old hymn of the church called Amazing Grace?
有谁听过奇异恩典这首歌
？Amazing Grace. What a wonderful hymn.
非常美好美妙
的首歌。That goes back hundreds of years.
在一百多年前。
How many of you know the author of that hymn?Was a man called John Newton.
有谁知道写这首歌的作者叫做 John Newton?
John Newton was a captain of a slave ship.
John Newton 他是一个奴隶船的船长。
That went off the coast of West Africa.
那是在 West of 西非的海岸。
And he would load on these African slaves.
他就把这些奴隶都带到他的船上。
Have them in chains,
把用铁链把他们绑起来
and take them either to Britain,
要么就把他们运送到英国
or he'd sail to the United States,
或是卖到美国
and he saw the suffering.
他在船上看见了这些奴隶的所遭受的痛苦
These people treated like animals.
人们对待这些奴隶像对待动物一样
But he had a hard heart.
所以但是这个船长他的心很刚
硬。And he blocked these things off.
他假装没有看见这些事。
But it got so bad.
但是因为这事情是越来越严重。
That he resigned as a captain.
他就辞职，他不要当船长。
And it affected him so that he became mad.
那因为这个影像一直在他的脑袋里面。
He landed up in a lunatic asylum.
Sorry, I didn't hear.
He landed in a lunatic asylum.
Lunatic,
a madhouse.
哦、oh, ，所以因为他非常的这个画面让他非常的生气，之后进了精神病院。
And he'd been there some time.
他待在那里面待了一段时间。
Out of his mind.
他都整个人都疯掉。
Couldn't think clearly anymore.
他没有办法再好好的看。
With all these haunting dreams of the slaves.
这个。关于奴隶的这个恐怖的梦，每天晚上这样吓他。
And one day while he was sitting outside on the porch,
有一天当他坐在外面的阳台
of this madhouse,
在这个精神病院
there was an elderly lady,
有一个年长的女士
who used to come and minister to these people, to the mad people.
Okay. 那这一个女士她每次都会来到精神病院向他们传福音。
And John Newton was sitting in the corner.
John Newton 他就坐在角落。
And he was dribbling down into his beard.
他只流口水流到他的胡子上。
He couldn't even focus properly.
甚至他没有办法仔细的看人。
And she came and sat in front of him.
这个女士就来到John Newton面前对他说。
And saw the treasure.
看见了你心里的宝藏。
That was inside of him.
在你心里面那个宝藏。
Looked past the outside. Looked past the outside.
Okay, finish it.
And saw the real person.
他说，当我看 looks past the outside. 我看你的时候，我看到你里面的那个人。
Good. And saw the treasure.
看见你里面那个宝藏。
And she ministered the love of Jesus to him.
所以她把耶稣的爱传给了他。
And this is his testimony.
这是他的见证。
He said, through the darkness.
他说在这黑暗当中,
through the mist.
在这个, 迷雾当中,
through the torment.
在这个折磨当中,
he heard these words of love.
他听到了爱的话,
Jesus loves you.
耶稣爱你,
and he forgives you.
他原谅你,
of all your sin.
他原谅你所有的罪,
and somehow the light came in.
突然一道光产生了。And
he received Jesus.
他接受了耶稣,
into his life.
接受耶稣进入他的生命里。
The madness went.
疯狂就消失。
He was restored to his right mind.
他就重新的变回正常。
And he authored the hymn.
他就写了这首歌。
Amazing Grace.
奇异恩典。
How sweet the sound. How sweet the sound.
何等甘甜,
that saved a wretch like me.
Sorry. 使我罪得赦免。
Once was lost.
我前我失丧。
But now I am found.
现得赎回。
I was blind.
我曾经瞎了。
But now I see.
现在看见。
Isn't that an amazing testimony?
这不是一个很美好的一个见证吗?
Because somebody was willing to give him honor and respect.
因为有人愿意把荣耀跟尊重带给他。
And Jesus could do the rest.
所以耶稣就可以做接下来的事。
There's something very special.
是一个很特别的。
About love and honor.
这关于爱和荣耀。
When we receive it.
当我们接受。
And when love and honor is given to us.
当我们接受这给予我们的爱和荣耀，
Are you prepared to say, Lord, make me a person of honor?
你们准备要说神啊， 我愿意做一个有爱和荣耀的人。
Where can I express honor to others?
我们要把这个荣耀分享给其他人。
Be a treasure hunter.
要成为一个寻宝的人。
Amen.
Amen.
This world will be changed.
这个世界会改变。
By the love of God.
透过神的爱, 祂会改变。
In Jesus Christ,
透过基督会改变。
And when His people start honoring others,
当神的子女开始荣耀其他人的时候,
Are you prepared to be one of these people?
你们准备要成为这样的人吗?
If you are, I want you to stand with me, please.
如果你们愿意的话, 我希望各位站起来。
I choose to be a person who will honor others.
我选择要做一个会去荣耀别人的人。
A person who will respect.
一个去尊重。
See the value of people.
看见别人的价值。
Will you pray this prayer with me?
你们愿意和我一起来祷告吗?
Are you ready?
准备好了吗?
I'll be slow in English and you can translate into. Lord Jesus.
天父,
I choose to be a person of honor.
我选择做一个有荣耀的人。
To first honor you, God.
第一，我要先去荣耀你。
And all those you send across my life.
还有，以及你在我身上所洗去的罪。
Holy Spirit, make me a vessel of honor.
圣灵啊, 求你让我成为那荣耀的来源。
And a blessing to you.
使我可以成为你的祝福。
And many others.
成为别人的祝福。
For your glory.
为了你的荣耀。
Your honor.
你的 荣耀
and your praise
以及你的赞美
in Jesus name
奉耶稣基督的名祷告
and God's people said
Amen
Amen Amen I believe that what you prayed now and you start acting it out when you leave here you watch what God will do in other people's lives and what he'll do in your life
我相信当我们这样子祷告并且当我们离开的时候开始去做你就会看见神在你的身上以及在你周遭的人的身上所带来的改变
Criticism will be gone
所有的批评会消失
Gossip will be gone
所有的八卦会消失
Judgment will be gone
What?
Judgment will be gone
所有的审判会消失
Because of the honor that will start flowing through you to others
因为这个荣耀会从你的身上流到其他人身上
Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning.
天上的父，我们感谢你
for your word.
感谢你的话语
that you've given me to share with your people.
感谢你赐给我这话语来分享给你的儿女
May your word find entrance, Lord.
让求你的话语能够进入我们心里
not only into their heads and their minds.
不单单只是进入他们的头脑里
but into their spirit being.
而是住在他们的心里。
That this will be part of their life from now onwards.
从现在开始，这成为他们生命的一部分。
Practicing honor,
他们能够去
respect,
实行荣耀，去尊重别人
high esteem,
去尊敬别人
towards loved ones,
去将这些对待给其他
人
所爱的人，你的朋友
neighbors,
你的邻居
even strangers,
甚至是陌生人。
That Lord, we might be vessels of honor.
神啊，也我们可以成为你荣耀的来源。
And be like you.
能够更像你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
神祝福你们。